You're listening to Family Radio, KECR 910 AM. This is Focus on Issues, your local look at public affairs. My name is Suong Tran. Today's guest is Alberto Cortez. He is the Executive Director of Mama's Kitchen. Alberto, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Why don't you give us a little background and give us some information about what your nonprofit is?
Certainly, I'm happy to. At Mama's Kitchen, we believe that everyone is entitled to the basic necessity of life. That's nutritious food. We're a volunteer and community-driven organization that addresses the nutritional needs of people who are affected by AIDS or by cancer who would otherwise be vulnerable to hunger. Our mission is expressed in the form of our core program being home-delivered meals, but we also have a pantry service. We provide nutrition education, and as I mentioned, we're very much volunteer-driven. We have a volunteer core of approximately 850 individuals that are very dedicated to participating in any aspect of our mission where they're needed. They put in last year, for example, just over 33,000 hours of time. So I consider us a community response when we really are able to do what we do because we have so many people engaged and committed to our mission. So the services that we provide, for example, all of our services are free of charge.
Very nice. Okay, so Mama's Kitchen delivers meals to individuals affected by AIDS or cancer. It's almost similar to Meals on Wheels, but Meals on Wheels helps seniors. Your clients probably wouldn't qualify, right? Because I'm sure that some of them are, what, in their 30s, 40s, and 50s?
Exactly. Our focus is really people with AIDS or people with cancer. And it's usually people that may not have a very strong support system, and their illness makes it difficult for them to take care of their nutritional needs. Somebody who's sick, who's either having chemotherapy or is just not well or is in an advanced stage of illness, who doesn't have a strong support system, has a high risk of dealing with malnutrition because they can't prepare food or go to the grocery store and just the things that we take for granted. And that's where we commit. At least commit to that piece of their care, the nutritional piece. There's research that shows that a consistent source of nutritious food makes a huge difference in the life of somebody who's sick. From a health and well-being perspective, the research consistently shows that if you have a consistent source of nutritious food, your prognosis and long-term well-being is much better. There's research that shows that the number of hospitalizations are diminished. The general cost of providing health care is diminished when you look and compare somebody who has a consistent source of food versus somebody who does not. The implications of our services go beyond just the feel-good experience of providing food to vulnerable people.
So how many individuals, Alberto, do you think you help through Mama's Kitchen?
On an annual basis, we end up serving an estimated 1,400 people. So in addition to people with AIDS or cancer, we will also provide food to their dependent children. We learned a long, long time ago that if we're taking care of a parent who's sick and has dependent children in their home, and their kids' nutritional needs aren't being met, they're going to give their food to their kids. And so we also take care of the nutritional needs children of our clients with AIDS or cancer.
I know that with cancer and HIV AIDS, it can be quite a long battle. So how long can someone stay in your program?
We've seen the gamut. Some people are with us for a few weeks. Some people are with us for years. It depends on where they are with their illness. For example, oftentimes people with cancer that we're serving, we're really just taking care of them through chemotherapy. So for some people, it's a few weeks or a few months. For other people, their conditions may be more chronic. It also depends on when they come into our program. We have sometimes people with cancer or HIV that may be approaching the end of their life. And as long as they're independent, yes, we'll take care of people as long as they're not able to take care of themselves.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how often are the meals delivered?
Our home delivery service, we provide 3 squares a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We cover 100% of nutrition. And those meals are delivered 3 times a week. On Mondays, we send out 6 meals for 2 days. On Wednesdays, we send out 6 meals for another 2 days. And on Fridays, we deliver 9 meals that cover 3 days of food. And then on Monday, we start the cycle again of 6 meals Monday and Wednesdays, and 9 meals on Fridays.
Oh, okay, okay. And what type of food do you serve?
We provide a varied menu of dinners, meatloaf, turkey, steamed vegetables, mashed potatoes, rice. Breakfasts include omelet, waffles, pancakes. If somebody is vegetarian, we'll accommodate that need. If they need a low-salt diet or need a bland meal, or they don't eat red meat or no dairy or whatever, we look to accommodate to the extent possible dietary restrictions.
That is a lot of work and a lot of meal prep.
It is. Our executive chef would heartily concur with you.
And it should please even the pickiest kids and adults?
Maybe not the pickiest, but most. What we do to assess how our services are received and consumed, we conduct an annual anonymous survey of our clients where we ask them to provide us feedback of their experience with our service. And we learn from that what their experience with the service has been, both from a customer service perspective, but also from a nutrition and health perspective. Is the food appropriate? What items do they like best? What items do they like least? And we also assess from them the impact of our services on their health and well-being. We'll ask questions like, did you gain weight? Did your health improve? Are you maintaining appropriate weight? Are you losing weight? Is the food appropriate for the medications that you take? We really look to make sure that we're as responsive and impactful in a positive way in their lives and in their well-being.
You've already mentioned this, but tell us about Mama's Pantry.
Mama's Pantry, we've been in place for a little over 12 years. We provide an opportunity for people with HIV who are well but living on very lean resources. We provide them the opportunity to come and shop at our pantry once a month. They get about 12 to 15 pounds of food. It's a pantry where they come in, and it's sort of a shopping experience. They get a cart, and they can pick up to 25 points of items. The items that we generally try to concentrate on are sources of protein. Beans, canned meats, fresh beef, fresh cheese, milk, eggs. And in addition to that, we also have other staples like rice, cereal, peanut butter, jelly. It's a pretty comprehensive opportunity for folks that are living on limited income that are healthy to supplement their food. And that program serves some 535 to 550 people a year. like all of our services, we look to do it with dignity and with care and compassion. The clients are most grateful for having that available, and we're thrilled to make it available to them.
Yes, could our listeners drop off and donate the non-perishable items like beans?
Absolutely. It's another program that, again, is free of charge, and one of the critical components for our pantry is donated food. We have a policy of not providing expired food. We're taking care of people that sometimes may have compromised immune systems, and so we look to provide to them what we would consume ourselves. And so when we do a food drive on a regular basis and invite organizations, individuals to do food drives, to bring food to us, to do food drives for us, people do them on their birthdays, for their wedding, if they have a party, holiday parties, in lieu of a present, people can have and bring food items that then can be brought to the pantry. Schools and churches, always wonderful in doing food drives. Corporations, companies, small businesses, we get food from many sources, and we buy the remainder of the food. We have about 40% of the food in the pantry is donated, and we purchase the other 60%. So food drives and food donations are critical for sustaining that program.
Okay, very good. Well, we're running out of time right now, and we've already mentioned that you've got a great fundraiser coming up, so let's talk about that.
Yes, it's our 25th annual Mama's Day event. It's scheduled for Friday, May 6th from 6:30 to 9:30. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. It's not a sit-down dinner. We have a group of wonderful restaurants that come and participate fun throughout the evening. Chefs from different restaurants, the top restaurants in San Diego, are giving of their time and of their talent. So it is a wonderful culinary experience for those that attend. Our tickets are $150, and it's just pennies per restaurant when you consider that there'll be 55 restaurants there. And we have a VIP section for $250 as well.
So again, that's the 25th annual Mama's Day, and that's taking place on Friday, May 6th, which is just 2 days away from Mother's Day. So what a great way to treat your mother, right?
Yes, indeed, indeed. It's intentionally done 2 days before Mother's Day. And it is a great opportunity for somebody to take their mom out for a memorable evening.
Okay, so let's see. How can people learn more about Mama's Day and also Mama's Kitchen?
So people are welcome to visit our website to purchase tickets at mamaskitchen.org. You're welcome to call us, and we're happy to answer any questions. And also, if somebody wants to purchase a ticket via the phone, they're welcome to call us at 619-233-6262. We're looking to raise enough money this year to pay for about 60,000 meals. So we need a lot of people there.
Yes. Okay, so again, the 25th annual Mama's Day fundraiser benefiting Mama's Kitchen is taking place on Friday, May 6th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency La Jolla. To learn more about this or about Mama's Kitchen, their website is mamaskitchen.org, or you can call 619-233-6262. We've been speaking with Alberto Cortez. He is the executive director of Mama's Kitchen. Alberto, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I'm grateful for your offer of your time. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KECR 910 AM. If you're aware of a need, interest, or concern of the City of El Cajon, you can email me at stran@familyradio.org. To learn more about Family Radio, a beacon of truth and hope, please go to familyradio.org or call us toll-free 1-800-543-1495.